A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rick Sagisi knows baseball is more than just the physical training. It takes guts, heart, and drive. Rick Sagisi offers professional baseball and softball mentoring for players of all ages. Rick was a star player in high school and went on to play for the University of Miami. Played in the College World Series. He's played with Aubrey Huff of the Orioles and Pat Burrell of the Tampa Bay Rays. And has been coached by some of the biggest names in professional baseball. Rick is currently a scout for the Cleveland Indians and a recruiter for the University of Miami. In 30 or 60-minute sessions, you get private, one-on-one coaching, guaranteed to improve your game. Rick Sagisi is more than just a coach. He is a mentor, helping kids stay on track, on the field, and in school. Call to find out more, 777-4435. And for a limited time, Rick is offering a special discount to Fox Sports Radio listeners. So call now, 777-4435, or visit thinkoutsidethediamond.com. Rick Sagisi, professional baseball mentoring.
Welcome, everybody. How you guys doing today? It's Friday. Happy Friday. What we're going to be doing today, we're going to be having a great show on. This is for our lab subscribers. So, again, you guys are going to have another great guest today in on our show. And let me tell you a little bit about him. His name is Kevin Monahan. He was actually a former NFL player, had some time with the New England Patriots. And he actually has done a lot since then. He's actually coached in the collegiate arena and is currently a high school football coach. And he has gone through a lot of things. He's seen a lot of athletes the past, I think he's been coaching now, 35 years. And he's seen a lot of things. He's seen a lot of players he's coached that's gone on and played collegiately and some through the NFL. Most recent is the tight end, for the Denver Broncos. And he's actually had a lot come through his program, and he's actually seen, a lot of different athletes at a lot of different levels, and he's seen what it takes to be successful. So he's going to come on the show here in a little bit, and he's going to represent, and he's going to talk about what he's seen and what you can do to make sure you propel yourself to the top of your game. And he's again coming to us with a world and just an amazing amount of information and knowledge. So I want you guys to really listen in and really absorb what he's going to be talking about. Because, you know, everyone wants to be able to play at the next level. And if it's one sport or if it's two sports or if it's whatever sport you play, you want to play at the next level. You want to play at the highest level you can. So we're going to get him on the show right now and listen in. Hey, Coach Monahan, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you today?
Good. Thank you. I wanted to thank you for finding the time to get you on the show today to be able to provide our guests some knowledge on some of the things that you've seen in the past 30 plus years coaching players, especially in the football arena. What we wanted to start out with is basically I told everybody a little bit about you. We wanted to basically go through ask you some questions and see, you know, what have you seen in successful athletes over the last 30 plus years that was been able to play at the other level?
Wow, it's a pretty loaded question. You know, things really haven't changed that much for people to go on to the next level. The training methods have changed, but foremost, you really just have to be really disciplined, set goals, know where you want to end up. But for kids basically coming out of high school, I can tell you what I look for is a kid that's good academically in the classroom, but throughout. That doesn't mean he just says, oh my God, it's my senior year, now I have to start working. Your freshman year is the most important year in high school for grades, I think, because you set the foundation there. It's kind of like watering a plant that you just plant. Put a good fertilizer, put great water on it. Don't put it in the sun too much, and it will grow. Once you start that growth and you start it properly, now you've built the foundation for academic success. Kids
Absolutely.
That go to college, you know, they want – college coaches want a kid that works hard. If he just does well his senior year, what do you think about right now? Well, he's a little bit lazy for 3 years. We really want him. So I would say academically, you really, really have to put your nose to the grindstone to succeed. And then everything after that, if you have the will to do that, you're certainly going to have the will, if you love the game of football or baseball or basketball, to give us everything that you have.
Absolutely.
That's so true.
It's. I mean, I'm sure you've seen, you know, the successful players come through the program, and then unsuccessful players. And I'm sure you, at this point, I'm sure you can get an idea. You know, okay, this kid's going to go places, and this kid won't be, depending on, you know, some of the attributes you just talked about. But
right.
You know, I think. Can you talk about a little bit about Jeff? Is it? I'm going to pronounce his last name. Jeff. Is it the tight end for the Broncos?
Jeff Harriman.
Yeah. You know, can you kind of see what did you see in him? Did you see anything different that you saw special when he was coming through the program at your high school that where you coach? And you know, did you know he was going to be something special, as soon as a sophomore year, junior year? Or was it like last minute you saw he just kind of blossomed?
Yeah, you know, God gives people certain abilities, and one thing we can't control is how big we are or how much we're going to grow. And so he was given that ability and that size. So right away, you look at that frame and that size and you go, boy, we got something special here. That we can't control, you know, but the other two things you can control, you can control work ethic, you can control dedication, and three things, pride. You know, and that all leads back to family, and it leads back to coaches. But, you know, Jeff was just like his brother Michael. He was just a fantastic worker, a real, real hard worker. And, you know, there was never a challenge that he wouldn't accept. And I think his senior year, he was a top recruit, obviously, throughout the country as a tight end. But he actually made All-State as a defensive end for us, I believe, and not as a tight end. Because he played both ways, but he played where we needed him. I'm sorry, he wasn't All-State. He was All-District defensive end. And he was just remarkable with his work ethic. But again, he did a job in the classroom. He did have great home. And he... more did what our coaching staff asked him to do as far as knowledge of the game. And, you know, from there, there's only so much coaches can do. You have to want to have the will to go and do that. And it takes a certain individual to do that. I mean, you know, most of the kids in Florida, if they play football, they want to go to Miami. They want to go to Florida State. They want to go to Florida. That's it. But if you're 5'6" and you're running 4.940, that's not happening. Doesn't mean you shouldn't dream about it. But, you know, you don't have those certain intangibles. Work hard still. You'll get somewhere. Let's see, Jeff had that. When you're 6'5" and 230, 235 coming out of high school, that's pretty good.
I mean, does it surprise you, you know, that he's been as successful as he's been so far and, you know, going to Ohio State and now, you know, obviously in the NFL? Has it surprised you at all, you know, that he's been so successful and, you know, he's gone as far as he has?
No, not at all. And I would venture to say none of the coaching staff at Barron would think anything else either. He was one of those kids. You knew that he wasn't going to get in trouble. You knew that he wasn't going to put himself in bad situations. And that's half of what already keeps kids out of the ballpark. even from going to the college of their choice. You know, and if I can add, what you asked before, Coach, you know, what makes a kid successful? We've had coaching, right? You want your senior year to go to where you want to go. That means academically for 4 years, you have to do the job. It means in the weight room, you have to do the job. It means that you have to not get in trouble. You cannot put yourself in bad situations. Or your other choice is you're going to let one college make your choice, and it's not going to be where you want to go. If you do the right things, it's your choice out of 30 schools where you want to go. It shouldn't come down to two schools that maybe not at institutions that you end up building because you were lazy your freshman, sophomore year. And that is the biggest hurdle I think young athletes have to get over.
Yeah, big time. You're right. You're right. It is. You know, and you talk about, you know, the, you know, peer pressure. I mean, you've probably seen that, you know, in high school especially. You know, you got these kids that, you know, they just want to be, you know, the big football player, you know, on campus and this and that. And did you see these things you were talking about? I mean, did you see a lot of these athletes that came through the program that were successful? Did they have a different persona about themselves? They did, maybe a little bit more quiet, maybe a little bit more, you know, not, you know, trying to get the spotlight, or maybe opposite. Maybe they wanted the spotlight because that's how they performed so well. Did you see a certain thing, that attribute there that you saw that would be a game changer from your past experiences?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is you don't have to be flashy. You don't have to talk. You don't have to do any of that. If you're good, coaches know that you're out there. Bottom line. College coaches, they don't leave any stone unturned. And through my experience, and in my opinion, they like the person who's humble. They don't like the person that goes out and looks for instant gratification and puts himself out in the limelight. I mean, it ends up to be trouble sooner or later. You know, get on the field, work hard, do your job. When you score a touchdown, go back, you make a great catch, give the ball to the official. Somebody says, great job, thank you, sir. They're the type of kids that college coaches want. They don't.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me, they're going to take, if a kid's really talented, they're going to find a way.
Exactly.
If you have a great, humble, respectful, great character person, and you have that same person on the other side of the road that has the same talent, you're going first, and that kid's going to not get to be where he wants to be.
That's
He may not be a five-star. He may not be a four-star. He may drop to a two-star. He may end up somewhere, like I said, where he doesn't necessarily want to go. But because of the way that he acted and not being humble and himself first instead of team, that's all stuff that that's recruitable. That's look for. They know.
Definitely.
I know you.
Yep. That's great. That's great. And, you know, and one more question, and you've been great so far, giving great insight to some of our listeners here on what, you know, what coaches are looking for, especially someone with your experience, to be able to be successful at the high school and collegiate level and, you know, hopefully in the professional level at some point if they get that opportunity. But the other thing is, you know, if you have a high school player, athlete, student athlete looking to go to college, what are some of the things that you guys recommend or you guys advise high school, you know, up and coming student athletes that are looking to play college and they have the ability? What would be some of the things, and you can even focus on football, but that you would suggest for them to do to try to get their name out there, or maybe they don't have to do that? What would you do, or what would you say or suggest to our audience?
You know, there's so many avenues right now. I mean, Huddle Now for football, baseball, or basketball. I mean, every college coach has all of our kids, and our head coach does a great job with it, and the people that help him break that stuff down do a great job with it. Any college can get on Huddle and look at any kid's highlights. So that's really not a problem getting noticed. Believe me, again, if you're good, you're going to be noticed. The thing that I would
definitely
tell people to stay away from is the tweets, actions on Facebook, because college coaches look at that, and they'll look at that before they even get in touch with you. And they'll look at your name,
definitely,
and they see something on Facebook. They see a picture. They see an action. They see a tweet. It gives a bad taste right away. But
yep, definitely.
Two, from our point, and we've done always a great job through the three head coaches that I've been there with. I've been through six now, but the past three, there was always such a great academic support for all our football players. Mandatory study hall every day before practice. Head coach would put all position coaches in charge of their players, and they had to check grades and then report back to the head coach with those grades. And every 2 weeks, there was a report. And if you weren't doing your job in the classroom, you're going to be penalized. And, I mean, whether it be
definitely
a real positive reinforcement because you need to do a little bit more running to maybe get through your thick skull that you may have to study a little harder, well, it becomes a very positive reinforcement. But they really focus on that. So that helps the kids. And our teachers have always been supportive with giving extra help. So that will
mm-hmm.
help. So with all those tangibles, I mean, and the parents, grandparents, guardians, aunts, uncles, whoever the kids go home to, have to help us give them some support when they're home by making sure that they do their work at home, because we're not in control of that.
Right, right.
And
definitely.
That's where you see some kids slip through the cracks. But otherwise, for a kid to put themselves out there, no, I mean, you know, if they go to camps, they're going to be noticed. But they'll be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Huddle.
Yeah.
Put your highlight films on Huddle. You'll be noticed. But anything else, I would advise any player or coach before they do anything to try to highlight themselves out in the public to go to their head coach first and ask, how should I do this? With a parent, guardian, grandparent, aunt or uncle, whoever takes care of them. Because you never know
right.
who's grabbing this stuff.
So that's true.
That's pretty much, Coach.
That's awesome. That's it. Awesome. That's awesome, Coach. Coach Monahan. Well, we appreciate your time and your insight and your invaluable, amazing, you know, advice. So we appreciate that time, your time today on the radio show, and want to thank you,
sir.
And thank you so much. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Okay, and thank you for what you do in our community too. I've seen you work with young men for a real long time here in this community, especially over the past 6 or 7 years, and you're all the things that I just talked about. So
I appreciate
that. Know that my son's coming to do work with you is exactly the way that I believe, and that's why you're successful at what you do. So I want to thank you also, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Monahan. That means a lot to me, so it's always nice to hear. Thank you.
All righty, sir. You have a great Memorial Day.
You keep
God bless America.
Thank you, sir. You too. God bless.
No.
There you go, guys. Kevin Monahan, Coach Monahan, former NFL player for the New England Patriots, has spent some time with them and now has coached for 30-plus years in the collegiate and the high school arena, has coached Jeff Uberman of the Denver Broncos. He came through his high school program, and he told you some stuff that he saw through Jeff, that who's now the tight end of the Denver Broncos, guys. Went to Ohio State and started there, and now with the Broncos. So he's seen it all. He's seen good athletes, and he's seen athletes that had the talent and didn't go places because of the stuff we just shared with you. This is invaluable stuff, guys. I'll be seeing you guys soon. Until then, see you in the lab.
Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap factory and Banana Republic factory store or shop us online. Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap factory and Banana Republic factory store or shop us online.